Good morning.
What, sweetheart?
You know what I mean. Some words that I know, some riddles, you know, like...
What would you like to tell people?
What?
Can't we just... What were you going to say?
All right. I'll say, good morning. This morning, I'd like to let you in on a world that my daughter brings home to me. Every morning, when I come down... Or sometimes when she comes home from school, she'll tell me a new riddle. And today she came in and told me some, and I'd like you to hear them. What were they, Kayla?
What did I say before?
About the, what's the best way to run the drive a car in the jungle without gasoline? Okay.
Yeah. What's the best way to drive a car in the jungle without any gas?
Let me think. The best way to drive a car in the jungle without any gas? I don't know.
Put a tiger in your tank.
Oh, and what others do you know?
One about Silly Billy. Why did the Silly Billy bring a ladder to school?
To climb up to his desk?
No.
What?
Because he wanted to go to high school.
I see. You mentioned one about a squirrel. Do you remember that one?
Oh, yeah. I remember that one. What's the best way to catch a squirrel?
Grab his tail?
No.
How?
Chase him up a tree and act like a nut.
I see. And let's see. You asked me one about... Do you remember the other one? About
the elephant.
Yeah.
What's the best way to make an elephant float?
An elephant float?
And say, put them in the water.
Do you put them in some water?
No. Two scoops of ice cream and half an elephant. Ice cream. You get it?
What do you mean, do I get it?
You know what I mean.
Do I understand it? Yeah, two scoops of
ice cream
and a half elephant.
Like, you know, don't put them in. Yeah. Like, you know.
A banana float or something.
Yeah. That, so it's elephant float.
Yeah. Are there any other riddles you know?
Many more. Why did Silly Billy tiptoe past the medicine chest?
Why did the Silly Billy tiptoe past the medicine chest? He was sick?
No. He didn't want to wake up the sleeping pills.
Oh.
I got another one. Why didn't the Silly Billy have to use toothpaste?
Why didn't the Silly Billy have to use toothpaste? He had no teeth.
No.
Why?
He doesn't have any loose teeth. You know what I mean by paste. Like toothpaste.
Oh.
It has a paste on the end. So he didn't need, that means he didn't need loose teeth together.
I see.
You mean he didn't have to use paste to hold his teeth together, huh?
I got another one. Why did Silly Billy push his bed into the fireplace?
Why did the Silly Billy push his bed into the fireplace? He wanted to keep warm.
He wanted to sleep like a log.
Where do you learn these?
Well, the one about the three scoops of ice cream and half elephant I learned on the bus. And the one about the squirrel learned on TV. I heard on TV and in the bus. And the one about tiger and tank I saw on the bus. I heard on the bus.
Well... That's a little idea of what's going on in the world of riddle humor from my 5-year-old daughter, Michaela. See you soon. Good morning, Tom. This morning, I'd like to let some of our listeners and people like yourself and myself in on a little world that we very rarely get to know. I don't think many of us remember it from our own childhood. Well, the other day, I was working with a little child named Jackie. I was recording her voice for some of my work. And afterwards, I took her out for a little walk. And as we were walking down the street late in the afternoon, it was a sunny day, she said to me,
"You're stepping on my shadow."
And I couldn't believe it. And I asked her again, what'd she say?
"You're stepping on my shadow."
Well, first question I wanted to know was, does it hurt?
Doesn't hurt when you step on it.
And Then Jackie and I went to the toy store and I bought her a toy and we came home. And as we were getting in the elevator, just the two of us were getting into this moderately sized elevator, and it was empty to my eyes. Jackie said, gee, it's crowded in here. And I asked her why. She says, well, my donkey takes up a lot of room. Well, I wanted to know about her donkey, and I asked, where is he? She says, he's right here. He's invisible. And I asked her, how is he? And she said that he had a broken back. And I asked her if he was getting it fixed. And here's what she said.
Was his back fixed or good?
Yeah, but I think he's at the doctor now.
For what?
For his back.
What was wrong?
Remember I told you he had a broken back?
Yeah.
Well, he's at the doctor for that, I think.
What was his back broken from?
All those people were on his back.
Could we see him?
Yeah. Only if you put a light over him.
Was he invisible?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes.
Oh, and what about his back?
Well, that was invisible, too. And also the people were.
Well, that was Jackie telling me about her donkey with a broken back that was broken from all the people on it. When Jackie's mother came, I was amused at this story, and I thought I'd tell her about it, and she began telling me about her three children and the various friends that they had. And here she's telling me more about Jackie.
Well, Jackie, my daughter, who's four now, has a few invisible friends, especially Baby Bear. Baby Bear, she blames whenever she does something wrong, like putting her foot on the table when she's eating. Baby Bear told me to do that. So I have to say, well, tell Baby Bear you better not do it or Mommy will be angry. And sometimes when we go shopping, suddenly when we're going out the door of a store, she'll say, oh, wait, open the door, Baby Bear's in there. Or we walk down the street with a bag of groceries and she'll look into the bag and I'll say, what are you looking for in there? And she says, Baby Bear's in there playing with the food.
I wanted to know whether any of her other children had such friends, and here...
Ricky, my boy who's now nine, when he was little, three or so, had a friend, a lady named Mrs. McGillicuddy, as I remember, and she was always living in the closet, so when we opened the closet door, she'd say hello, or he would say, hello, Mrs. McGillicuddy, how are you today? And he had all kinds of imaginings. What was Mrs. McGillicuddy doing now? She was doing the laundry, or she was going shopping, or she was having dinner with her husband.
And I wondered about her other child in between Jackie's age and Ricky's age.
I don't recall that he had any at all. Not any. But he has quite an imagination. He draws a lot now.
Well, that evening, I was telling one of our neighbors about this, and she started telling me about her children. And the first one she told me about was her older boy.
All my children have had invisible friends. The oldest one, Douglas, had an invisible friend by the name of Richard, whom he would speak with during the day while he was playing in the house. And he'd say to us, can't you see Richard, Mother? And I'd say, no. And I'd say, where is he? He said, well, he's standing right in the corner. And we'd look around. We couldn't find anything. He'd say, Mother, he just walked out of the house. And then he'd have a horse. And as he'd walk down the street, you'd see he'd be pulling something. And we couldn't imagine what it would be. And all of a sudden, he'd stop and get to a doorway, and he'd pull his arm around him, and I'd say, Douglas, what are you doing? And he says, I'm tying up my horse.
And I wanted to know if her daughter had any such friends.
Well, Suzanne didn't have imaginative friends. She would love to write letters. She'd make up letters to people, and she would write all kinds of letters of different incidents that would happen to her.
To real people?
No. She'd imagine these people, and then she'd write them letters.
And finally, she told me about her youngest child, Jonathan.
Well, Jonathan had a friend by the name of Ghosty. And he would climb, he would crawl under the table, the dining room table, and he'd sit there and we'd say, Jonathan, what are you doing? He'd say, Mother, I'm playing with my friend Ghosty. Or else they'd go into the living room and they'd sit and watch television, and he'd always have an extra chair beside him. We'd say, what's that other chair for, Jonathan? He'd say, that's for Ghosty.
Well, Tom, if you'll untie my horse from the hitching post and stop standing on my shadow, I'll say, see you soon.